Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Beis and parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. We continue discussing various halachos of Yom Tov. Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis is going to deal with the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, which literally means covering the blood. The Torah teaches us that after a person shechts an animal, whether it be a deer or some sort of a non-domesticated type of an animal or a bird and so on, a person must cover his blood with earth, sand, or some similar type of substance. Therefore, if a person wishes to shecht an animal or a bird on Yom Tov for its meat, which you are allowed to do, you can't shecht an animal on Shabbos, but you can shecht an animal on Yontif, because one of the exceptions to the rules of the Malachos is Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, that if there's something that you're doing for the purposes of eating, you're allowed to do that Malacha on Yontif. So, if you want to shecht an animal on Yontif, you have to do Kisoy Hadam, you have to be able to cover its blood. However, getting the earth ready on Yom Tov for Kisui Hadam might involve the malacha of choresh, of plowing, or of tochein, which means grinding, as well as the Isser Midrabanan of moving muktzah, that the Isser of muktzah is that anything that doesn't have a purpose for you on Shabbos or Yontif is muktzah. If you prepare before, and then it's fine. So maybe if you prepare the dirt from before Yontif, it wouldn't be a problem, and then it would serve you a purpose. But certainly there are issues potentially with doing kisui hadam, with covering up the blood of the animal on Yontif, and our Mishnah is going to discuss how this mitzvah may be done even on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, HaShochir Chai V'Ov B'Yom Tov. If a person wants to shecht a non-domesticated animal or a bird on Yom Tov, but does not have the earth prepared to cover the blood, Beishamai Omrim Beishamai says, Yachpor Bedeker V'Chase, that he can slaughter, he can shecht the animal, dig up earth with a shovel, and use it to cover the blood. However, this is allowed only if the earth is loose and the shovel was inserted into the dirt before Yom Tov. Since the earth is loose, removing it from the ground does not create a permanent hole, so this is not considered plowing on a Daraisa level. And since the shovel was already in the ground, it is not plowing even on a Midrabanan level. Now, the fact that the earth is loose also eliminates the issur of tochin, of grinding, because there is no need to grind loose earth. Lastly, the earth is not muktzah because the insertion of the shovel into the ground before Yom Tov allowed it to be prepared, quote-unquote, for Yom Tov itself, and therefore there's no issur of muktzah, there's no prohibition of muktzah with the dirt on Yom Tov. However, continues the Mishnah of Beis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, he disagrees, and he says, Lo yishchot ela im kin hayelo afar muchan mibeod yom. He may not shech the animal unless he has earth that was completely prepared from the previous day. Meaning, according to Beis Hillel, it's not enough to have loose earth into which a shovel is inserted, because little pieces of dirt that require grinding might still come up. Rather, according to him, the earth must be completely prepared before Yom Tov, dug up, crumbled, and prepared and designated for the purpose of kisoy hadam umodim. However, Beis Hillel would agree shem shachat sheyachpar bedeker v'yichase, that if he broke the halacha, meaning if he violated his own principle and own law, and shechted an animal on Yom Tov without having prepared the dirt, he may dig up earth with a shovel and use it to cover the blood, meaning he may use soft earth into which a shovel had already been inserted before Yom Tov, like Beis Shammai says again, only in a situation of bidyavad, where he doesn't have a choice, he already did the shechita, and already got ready for this, so he would hold that Beis Shammai works b'diavad, but lechatchila, a person should not do this unless it was completely prepared 100% from before Yontif. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude with a case in which Beis Hillel agrees that a person may shecht a non-domesticated animal or bird in the first place, even if he does not have earth prepared from before Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, She'efer kira muchanhu, that if ashes, which may also be used for covering blood, were left in a stove before Yom Tov began, a person may shecht an animal or a bird on Yom Tov and use the ashes to cover the blood, because the ashes of a stove, says the Mishnah, are considered prepared for this use, even if he did not set them aside specifically for this purpose. Since a person knows before Yom Tov that he can use the ashes in the stove for the mitzvah, they are not considered a muktzah, and therefore they would be allowed to be used for the purpose of kisoi adam, for the purpose of covering up the blood on Yontif. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to discuss whether a person is allowed to move a ladder on Yom Tov in order to take doves from a birdhouse on Yontif. Says the Mishnah Beishamai, Omrim Beishamai says, Ein molichin asasulam mishovach l'shovach, that a person is not allowed to move a ladder from one birdhouse to another birdhouse on Yom Tov, and as the Bar Tinura points out, because he gives the impression that he's taking the ladder to fix his roof, which is usher to do on Yom Tov, that people who see someone moving a ladder on Yom Tov may suspect him of taking it to fix his roof, which again you're not allowed to do. That would be the melacha of Bona. The Chachamim therefore prohibited a ladder from one birdhouse to another because it's considered to be Maris Ayin, that it looks like what he's doing is a problem. And according to Beis Shammai, this prohibition applies not only in public, but even in a completely private area, as the Bar Tinura points out, where no one will see him. And this follows the general rule that anything that the Chachamim prohibited because of Maris Ayin is usher, whether it be public or even in the privacy of one's own yard or one's own home. Continuing in the Mishnah, Aval, but says the Mishnah, Mateu mei chalon lechalon, he may tilt a ladder from one window of the birdhouse to another window of the same birdhouse, because in this case, says Beis Shammai, it is clear that he is not using the ladder for an usher purpose, that a single birdhouse has many separate compartments, each with its own opening through which the birds go in and out. And if one does not take a ladder away from a birdhouse, but simply tilts it from one of these windows to another, then explains the Bar Tanur and the Tiferes Yisrael, that it is clear that he is moving it only to reach the doves, which is allowed. Continuing in the Mishnah, Uveis Hillel Matirin, but Beis Hillel permits him to move a ladder even from one birdhouse to another birdhouse in private, where no one is going to see him. Now, as the Bar Tanura says, the Beis Hillel agrees that moving the ladder in public is forbidden because of Maris Ayin, and that anything the Chachamim prohibited for this reason is prohibited even in the privacy of one's home. However, Beis Hillel argues that the Chachamim made an exception in this case, where the person is using the ladder to take down the birds to eat them, which would add to his simchas yantif, to his own yantif, and even according to Beis Hillel, however, this may be done only in private. So again, like we said, when there's a situation of ochel nefesh, where there's an eating purpose in mind on yantif, so we're going to be mekel, even though normally marathon would apply in this situation, here it doesn't because it's ochel nefesh on yantif. Now, doves in a birdhouse are mukta. Therefore, a person may take them on Yom Tov to slaughter and to eat them only if their mukta status had been removed by preparing them before Yom Tov. That's what we keep saying, that in order for something to lose its mukta status, it has to be prepared. There has to be hachana from before Yom Tov. And the Mishnah here is going to cite a machlokas regarding how these birds can be prepared from before Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omer Beishamai says, Lo yitul el imkein niana mi beod, that a person may not take birds from a birdhouse on Yom Tov unless he had shaken them while it was still day before Yom Tov began, and thereby he prepared them and removed their muktzah status. Uveis Hillel says no. Omid va'omer zev v'zani. No, tell it even if he stands and says before Yom Tov, I'm going to take this dove and I'm going to take that dove. In that situation, he would remove their muktzah status, and there is actually no need, says Beis Hillel, to shake the birds from before Yontif. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis taught us that in a situation where a person wants to shecht an animal or a bird on Yontif, but he doesn't have the earth prepared to do so, what does he do? How does he do kisoi hadam? So Beis Shammai said that he can slaughter an animal by digging up the earth with a shovel and using it to cover the blood. However, it's only allowed if the earth is loose and the shovel was actually put into the ground from before Yontif. That's how he can prepare. That's how we can prepare the dirt from before Yom Tov. And also, since the earth is loose, it won't be an issue of choresh, of plowing. It also won't be an issue of tochen, of grinding. That's what Beis Hillel says you should do. That's what Beis Shammai rather says you should do if you're looking to do kisoi hadam, covering up the blood of your korban, of your animal that you're looking to eat on Yom Tov. But Beis Hillel says differently. He says that you're not allowed to slaughter the animal unless he has earth that is completely prepared from Erev Yontif, that it's not enough, says Beis Hillel, to have loose earth into which a shovel can be inserted, there are going to be clods of earth, pieces of earth that still require grinding and so on. And therefore he says that you really need to have completely prepared from before Yontif, not simply sticking a shovel into loose earth from before Yontif. However, said the Mishnah, the Beis Hillel would agree that b'di'evad, you can still rely on the opinion of Beis Shammai, that if you do have the loose earth that you put a shovel into from before Yontif, that would be sufficient, again, a b'di'evad, only after the fact, to do kisui hadam on Yontif. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if you have ashes of a stove, that you could use for kisui hadam. Those are considered prepared inherently, intrinsically. You don't have to physically prepare them. We assume that anyone knows that if there are leftover ashes in your stove, then those can be used for kisui hadam to cover up the blood of the animal that you're looking to shecht. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Discuss the case of a person moving a ladder on Yom Tov to take doves from a birdhouse. Beis Shammai was of the opinion that you can't move a ladder from one birdhouse to another because it looks like you're doing bona, like you're building different birdhouses on Yom Tov, which certainly you're not allowed to do. But Beis Shammai said that you can move from one window to another. That doesn't make it look like you are doing bona. And the whole idea here is that because it's Marisayan applies both in public and even in private, even though one might say, wait, it's Marisayan. So if no one's here, then I could do it. But the answer is no. Anything that's usher because of Marisayan, because it appears like you're doing something usher, that's allowed whether in public or in private. You never know who's really watching. Certainly Hashem's always watching, but you never know which other people are watching as well. But Beis Hillel was of the opinion that you are allowed to move a ladder from one birdhouse to another in private where no one sees it. Even though according to Beis Hillel, it's true that Marisayan applies whether in public or even in private, but because here it's Yontif and it's Ochel Nefesh and there's a food that's involved, and we want you to be able to have the food on Yontif. So there we're going to be Mekel, and we're going to say that you are allowed, in fact, even though it's Marisayan, to get the doves and to get them for Yontif in order to eat them. And then the Mishnah concluded the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding how a person is to designate the doves. You want to eat them, you have to designate them. They have to be prepared from before Yontif. How exactly does one do that? So Beis Shammai says they actually have to shake them physically before Yontif. And according to Beis Hillel, no. All you have to do is establish them, declare they are prepared from before Yontif, but you don't actually have to shake them from before Yontif. Have a great day.